At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bites here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it.
Jamiversary Mode.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? That's right, welcome to another J360 Mini Bite, and this is the fourth week of Jamiversary 5, and I gotta say, Yes, we finally made it. Things are starting to wind down, you know, regarding the event, and also they're starting to wind down regarding a lot of other issues that I had to take care of. Well, they're not issues, they were more of objectives. I had to take care of a lot of things regarding grad school, as we all know, and quite a lot of things I covered in last night's live presentation on Instagram. You know, it's been a while since I did those. Man, I'm really getting back in the swing of things with content creating. You know, 2025 has been a very unique year for me. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C. To hell with that. No. We're talking about, you know, Jamiversary and all. It's just been over here trying to level up the career and level up J360 Productions and everything. And, you know, you get your hits, you get your misses, you know, you get your what-ifs and all that kind of stuff. And I gotta say, because, you know, we were doing so well and everything else. I know we can always do better for, like, what's come in and all. And, you know, soon enough, it'll be MonsterFest and everything, too. So it just gives me an idea of, like, exactly where to take things on that next level. And the funny thing about MonsterFest is we're doing something a little different with that, too. But I gotta admit, it was good to see J360 Jams TV come back. And it was good to see the J360 mixtapes take shape in center form, I mean. Hey, sometimes my southern drawl gets in the way. I have a southern drawl? Anyway, but what I'm saying is, though, Jamiversary has been awesome this year. The layouts have been great. The performances have been stellar. The tracks have been amazing. And, you know, 5 years running, I got to thank all of you out there in the audience, all of you musicians that I've worked with over the years, and, of course, you know, just keeping it going every time, because who would have thought that we would go beyond 100 episodes, huh? Who would have thought that we would even make it to 116? Which, by the way, I gotta say, like, those are achievements. And the show has been stellar and taking different forms ever since. Like, you know, like a long time ago, we used to be 3 hours for a J360 Jam show. And I mean, like, there were times where we would push the grid to its limits, because all tracks are on a grid. And, like, there would be times where it would send me a message saying, too many tracks. But I was like, no, they will be played tonight. I mean, like, we would have, usually the tracks would be in figures of eight. And then there was, like, the mega mixes where they would be, like, around 50 or 60 some tracks. And I mean, like, no server included, by the way, you know. That was all me, all live and everything. And we were riding out sometimes to like 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. One way or another, the sun was going to be in my face after a while. I remember all of those efforts. And we went from Spreaker all the way to Mixlr. And, you know, for the Mixlr era, I had to do it a little bit differently. And not to mention, you know, other circumstances come into play, and eventually you do have to kind of nap sometimes, so it's like, had to change it up a lot. But yeah, we started the fifth season all the way back from, what was it, it was episode 85 up to, well, no, we continued when we were in the 80s realm, and then by the time we got to 85 is when we landed on Mixlr to go ahead and continue on the process of the show. So it's been an adventure, and it's been like an incredible journey to lead up to where Jams 100 would be, and then the J360 Jams TV episodes, you know. Like, you just got to look at everything, you got to say, like, this was awesome. And you know what? I shouldn't say was, but at the end of the day, I got to say, like, what will the future of J360 Jams look like now that we made it to Season 5 and all, and we all worked together to get to this point? Well, I gotta say this. My announcement for that will be given on Jams 116. And Jams 116 still has room for a few tracks for those of you that would like to submit. I mean, it's right there in front of you. You just email me at j360jams@gmail.com and you let me know exactly what you want to put on there. You know, have your two tracks, have your link, but you're representing you every time you send those tracks. And that goes to all musicians out here. For those of you that are wondering, AI musicians, in my mind, there is no such thing. I mean, trust me, I know about different layouts and people actually doing mixes and bits and pieces of people. Like, who would have thought 50 Cent in a, you know, doo-wop jazz video? But, hey, interesting times, but it's not real. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the musicians out there that love to play instruments, that love to make music, that love to, you know, compose and create work. I've been seeing a lot of dejected and, you know, passe looks at when it comes to art and all that stuff. And, you know, art shapes a culture. Art is all about speaking in different ways to let know what's going on out here in the world, you know? But a lot of times nowadays, I could dive into this a lot more on the J-Man Show, and I have. But for those of you out there that are really feeling a certain way, the world needs your art. Don't hold back your art. Make your music. Send it to me so I can put it on J360 Jams. And you know, it can be a worthwhile partnership until you feel the need to go your own way or you need to take time for yourself. And that's entirely up to you. But like I said, it's not a hard... It's not... Let's just say it's not complicated as what people make it out to be. It's really easy. And you know, if you need like the rules in print or on hand, they are always listed in the description box of every single J360 production show. So you don't really have to be focusing on like one aspect to take action. And I'm saying, like, you know, take advantage of that opportunity because it's for you. You know, I love listening to music and I like the people who make the music. As long as they ain't arrogant or trying to be Gene Simmons, God forbid, because that guy's a fucking dumpster walking. But the truth is that, yeah, you know, let's work together. That's the whole point of the Jams Project. And a lot of y'all got the hit. Some of y'all got the hit and lost your way. And some of y'all retired from music. And for those that retired from music, you know, I remember the good times. I remember all the awesome things you did. And, you know, you were ambitious, but you knew when it was time to go. And I can respect you. And if you ever come back to wanting to make music, you have a home in Jams. So don't ever forget that. You know, and as for me myself, you know, I'm always looking at ways to evolve and grow the platform. And, you know, there might be a time where, guess what, we won't be on Mixlr anymore. We'll be on a whole different, you know, a whole different platform where more and more evolution takes place. And that's what you would want. And when I say that, though, that means that you all would like to stay in step with me. And as the Chronicle Project is moving forward, which is the newsletter for you all, you know, that's your way to stay in step with me. But a lot of y'all were like asking me questions about like how Jam's future is looking, and I got to tell you, it's not bleak. It's actually very bright. You know, I still can't believe we made it as far as we have, but this is something to be proud of. And we're going to take it up a step further, cuz I'm telling you this, you don't want to miss out on J360 Jams TV either. That opportunity is always open. For those of you that have videos, visualizers, concert videos. Now, the concert videos have to be the length of a full song now, so don't cheap out on that. But, you know, show your impact. Show your influence. Be about things. I mean, if you wanted to send me something like 1 minute of you explaining what you're bringing out, that's entirely up to you. I have no problems with you guys furthering your engagement and everything. And all J360 production shows are live. But if you can't make it to the live, you can listen on different platforms such as, you know, YouTube and Red Circle. Red Circle is the main one for all the podcasts anyway. And then you could also listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, whichever works for you. I'm sure I'm on Deezer too. So, you know, it's just like one way or another, you can access the shows anytime at your discretion. You can download them. Like, I just want you to have a good time with the J360 Productions and everything that they bring out. Even the shows that deal with politics and talk about history. it's uncomfortable, but, you know, I want you to be enjoying it. And when we do events like Jamiversary, the Monster Fest, years in, you're welcome to be a part of the whole thing, even if you're there for a little bit. The idea is that you are welcome to be here. Just don't be an asshole. You know? And that being said, though, as J360 Jams 116 comes into play, it is the season finale. You know, June 27th is always Jamiversary Day because that is when the show debuted. And it managed to land on a Friday at some point so that we can actually make a grand season finale. You do not want to miss that episode because it is shaping up to be a great one. And I got to say, since it is the season finale, I'm going to be gone a little while in July. All right, I'm just saying, just a little while. Because I know I was gone for quite a bit in February. Some of y'all thought I was dead. I was like, what? No. Not at all. Still very much alive. And you want to know how I know? Because of the bills. Anyway, I just wanted to let you all know that I'm really, really happy about the way things turned out. And, you know, the fact that we managed to make such great content over the years. And that we all won this one. You know what I'm saying? So be proud of it. And of course, if you got friends that make music or if you got people that would like to be on the show, I mean, by all means, go ahead and let them know if you can. Give them a copy of the rules. Send them my way. Door's open. I'm looking forward to a lot of things to happen as we get through these next few years. But yeah, you guys stay tuned, and we're going to have a whole nice layout and platform for y'all. Oh, by the way, for those of you wondering about the Super Saturday stream, is that happening? Well, since things got kind of different this week, because you're getting the mini bites on Wednesday, I would say, I don't know, Jams 116 is looking and shaping so good. well, you know what? I will do something on Saturday this week, all right? So, get this. You got the mini bites happening right now. You don't have anything happening tomorrow, but tomorrow is the deadline to submit to J360 Jams 116. Don't wait too long. 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern is the deadline cutoff point. And then you have J360 Jams 116 happening on Friday. And as for Saturday will happen around noon. Okay? Try to think this in your mind. Saturday is usually noon when it comes to whatever sort of specials I do. Just want you to be aware of that. But as we go ahead and wrap this all up, I got to get out of here. So I want you all to take care of yourselves until we meet again. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.